All set to go this morning, Coach Matt, as we get ready for another weekend over at Kelvin. It seems like this is getting to be a habit.
I think maybe I should have an office somewhere near Grand Rapids. It'd be a little bit easier for me. But, yes, we're going back to the Nord Arena tonight to play against a very good Wheaton Thunder team. You know, our guys have had a great week of preparation, and our young guys continue to grow, and we've enveloped some of our senior guys back again who've come off of fall seasons or surgery, and so it was a good week to have some veteran guys back in practice, and we're looking forward to a really, really great game tonight at 6 o'clock.
Well, the ball club played pretty well against Cornerstone last week. You want to comment on that ball game at all?
Yeah, I think that, you know, both of our games last weekend were good games. You know, having a tight game against Aquinas on Friday night in which we won is good for confidence. I think it wasn't a beautiful game, but it was everything we thought a game with Aquinas usually is. It's really tough, and it was physical, and it was intense. And then the next night, being able to play against a very, very good Cornerstone team and really, you know, playing them pretty tight most of the game. And we just needed to hit a few outside shots. Our bigs were doing a whale of a job inside, and so they started packing in a little bit on us to play that zone, and we needed to be able to hit a couple of bombs from outside, and we just didn't shoot the ball particularly well. But I thought our kids fought hard, closed it in. You know, we had, I think, with about 20 seconds left, we had the ball with a shot from three that would have cut it to 2 points. You know, I'm just really proud of our kids, the way they never gave up and they continue to battle. That's one of the things that I will say is characteristic of this group of young men, is that they just want to compete. And that's really, really an awesome character trait, just in life. So we're feeling good about that, and hoping that we can take that back into our games this weekend.
Well, we have some good 3-point shooters, but they really haven't found their eye yet this season. Sam Otto showed a little of this in that ball game against Cornerstone.
Yeah, we got guys who can shoot it, and I in looking back at our film, I didn't think that our shot selection was poor. Maybe a couple of them. I just think that we've got to step up and knock it down when we have it and shoot it with confidence. And, you know, it's like anything else in sport, that's why good hitters become great hitters, because they finally get in their rhythm, and it just continues to go well. Well, with shooting, it's the same kind of thing, that if once guys hit a couple, they're gonna feel good about it and start to really hone in on things and shoot the ball well.
Well, Coach Matt, my experiences with Wheaton College go way back. I remember seeing my first Hope Wheaton game back in 1958 while I was in college, when Hope made the NCAA tournament, went down to Wheaton and got beat by a Wheaton team that had a gentleman by the name of Peterson that was an all-time scorer. And it seems like the Wheaton Thunder, again, have a gentleman that can score, and that is Ty Peters.
Well, you know, Ty Peters is one of the top players in the country, in my opinion. I think that he showed us that last year, and he certainly has been off to a great start this year. And our mission right now is just to make things pretty tough on him. He's going to have to work for everything he gets, and we can't allow the other guys to go off. I mean, a good player is going to figure out how to get his, but we're going to certainly try to limit his ability tonight, but we're really locking down on the other guys as well to make sure they don't become a factor. Ty is he's kind of an inside out kind of a guy. He can post up. He can shoot it from out, and he's a skilled player. We're going to mix people up on him, change defenses a little bit, hopefully, and just kind of keep him off balance a little bit. Try to not let him get into a pattern, into anything that's comfortable. You know, a year ago, if you remember our ball game down there, we kind of spotted them a lead and then fought back and then let it kind of get away from us a little bit. But we watched some film of last year. We just need to be better all the way around as far as jumping to the basketball, making sure we have ball pressure on whoever has it, and then try to prevent Mr. Peters from touching it quite so much.
Well, listening a little bit to their ball game, when I watched it on the computer and so on, they kept talking about Ty Peters with a triple-double. And some of our fans may not know what they're talking about, but a game against University of Chicago on Wednesday night, he had his second triple-double already of this season. What's a triple-double?
Oh, I know. I mean, he scored in double figures in points. He had double figures in rebounds and double figures in assists. And, you know, so that's that's 10 or more points, rebounds, and assists. That's a pretty good day at the office for anybody, and Ty's done it twice this season. You know, again, I think that they've lost a couple of close games. Excuse me, I think they're 3-2. But they lost to Loras by one. They lost to Worcester. And, you know, Worcester's a very good ball club. I watched that entire game. And, you know, it was a game of runs. We tonight against Wheaton simply want to come out and be consistent. And we know that they may have a run or two, but we've got to make sure that we weather that. And again, I think our focus a lot, to be truthful, has been on us this week. And, you know, I thought we were better Saturday than we were on Friday last weekend. And I think that that's important, that tonight we're better tonight than we were last Saturday. And shoot, I hope that we're better tonight than we were yesterday or the day before in practice. You know, we've been looking at kind of climbing a staircase and improving every single day. And I think our guys have really bought into that, and they've worked hard to do so. It'll be nice to get out and play somebody. You know, we've had four good days of working hard against each other. Now it's time to go work hard against somebody else.
Well, Wheaton did the same thing against the University of Chicago on Wednesday night that they did against us last year. Jumped out to a quick lead and then just went on and poured it on from that point on.
Yeah, I think it got out to like a 16-0 start. We had our staff watch that, and then they kind of sustained that 15-16-point lead the entire time. Maybe he got up to 20, but not much more than that. And I think that obviously we're looking for a great start. I don't think we've started particularly well in any of our, out of four games, having eight possible starts, meaning at the start of the game, at the half, I think we've had one good start out of those eight. And so we're hoping that we get off to a really good start tonight. Come at them defensively strong, control the glass, establish a good post game. And then let our guys, if we have the shot from the outside, hit it. But we're looking to play well together, and that's the big key for us, just play very, very well as a five-man unit on the floor.
Well, Coach, let's go get them one at a time. Wheaton tonight and Carthage tomorrow afternoon. Let's go, Hope.
All right.